Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And, well, it sounds sounds like there's a lot of activity in Daniel Roth's place there in New York City. Dan is the editor of LinkedIn, and he's got a very interesting interview to tell us about today. Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
Good morning. There's always activity. I got three boys here running around trying to start their homeschooling, so it is madness as always in my house, like I'm sure in most of your listeners' houses.
Yeah, that's the way it is today. I'm fascinated by the founder and owner of Spanx, Sarah Blakely. I saw her talk one time. It's an amazing success story, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, she is someone who is, she started by being a door-to-door fax machine salesperson. She saved up her money on the side, and she came up with this idea of shapewear, which is something that she knew that she wanted, but no one had ever figured out a way to do this for women, and she didn't know how to sew. She didn't know anything about the garment industry, but she came up with something that turned out to be a massive business, and she's a self-made billionaire at this point.
Yeah.
Owns 100% of her company, and she built it exactly the way that she wanted to.
It's amazing. I mean, it's popular in something like 65 countries, and she's been on Shark Tank. She made a cameo in Billions. And so I remember hearing her talk about how she just tried to peddle this and got lucky with someone at a Neiman Marcus store, and it just took off after that, didn't it?
Yeah, she offered to, and it's an interesting story at these times, because one of the things she did was she just cold called as many people as she could, and one of the people she got to was the hosiery buyer at Neiman Marcus in Dallas. She was in Florida at the time. She said to this woman, look, if you give me 10 minutes, I'll fly to Dallas, give me 10 minutes, and I will show you my product, and you're going to want to buy it. Flies to Dallas, shows off Spanx. The Neiman Marcus buyer is like, I don't see it. And Sarah says, just follow me into the bathroom, and I promise you, you're going to like this. Goes to the bathroom, tries on her pants without Spanx, comes back in, puts on the Spanx in the stall, comes out with the pants on, and the buyer's like, I see what you're saying now. Yeah, I'm going to put it in all my stores. Now, you obviously can't do that in this pandemic era when you are, you know, doing it over Zoom is a lot harder. So one of the things I wanted to talk to Sarah about was, what's her advice for entrepreneurs or people who are being forced into an entrepreneurial life with layoffs and with jobs being much riskier, people trying to find new skills? You know, what kind of advice do you have for someone who, when you're stuck at home and you can't go and make those in-person calls? And she talked a lot about that.
Right. And she's been trying to figure out some new opportunities now, I know. And she also talked to you about how she got through a couple of other tough spots, the recession after 9/11. What was the gist of what she told you about all that?
Her basic feeling is that you got to just keep moving forward. You never stop. You don't take no. She says that entrepreneurs are the ones who take obstacles and turn them into opportunities. So we've all heard this kind of talk before. She's someone who has actually proven it out. I was asking her that question about, like, look, you can't do it in person. She mentioned that her husband, who's also an entrepreneur, is doing this thing where he's sending meals or maybe meal kits, including a fork and knife, to people and saying, look, this is, I know we can't have lunch together, but I'm sending you this meal, and will you now just jump on a phone call with me and we can eat lunch together over a video chat? So it's just like finding interesting, innovative ways to reach people and not taking no for an answer. And one of the things that she's done at Spanx is that when the pandemic hit, one of the things she does with her people internally is every year your budget goes down to zero. No one gets the same budget that they had the year before. You have to fight for your budget. Yeah. And when the pandemic hit, she said, all right, you know, look, this is a different world. Everyone's budget now is zero. You got to prove to me why it's worth Spanx investing in you. And she asked everyone at the company to come up with new product ideas. And she was like, you know, during these times of hardship, this is when you come up with new ideas. And from a secretary to a vice president, she wanted every good idea that they had.
And she's also being very charitable. And let's play a clip from the interview. This is Daniel Roth talking to Spanx founder Sarah Blakely. And then we'll talk about exactly what this is all about. But here's what Sarah Blakely had to say.
I'm going to be giving 1,000 different women $5,000 each to help them during this time. And I started Spanx with $5,000 20 years ago. It was my savings from selling fax machines door to door. And it's just, you know, it was a symbolic number for many reasons. And then everybody's going to get a lucky red backpack as well, because I started Spanx with my red backpack from college. And it hangs framed in a glass box on the Spanx headquarters, because it's just a reminder that start small, but think big, and that everything you really need is right there already on your back. And so it's called the Red Backpack Fund for that reason. And I partnered with Global Giving to do the vetting and the selection of the recipients. So they will be doing all of the screening and the selection, and they will choose 1,000 women, and they'll each receive $5,000. And if you're interested in applying, you can apply at globalgiving.org/Red Backpack Fund. And the applications are open again this week. They open for the first week of every month for the next 5 months.
Spanx founder Sarah Blakely pledging $5 million to women entrepreneurs. And thanks to her, 1,000 female-owned small businesses will get a cash infusion of $5,000 each. That is amazing, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, I think it's great. And it's not just the money. It's also some kind of guidance from her. I've been watching videos people have been putting up explaining why they think that they need this money. It's really small businesses. It's women who have like organizing businesses and small apparel businesses. And $5,000 is enough to hire somebody for a month. It's enough to bring a couple people back. It's enough to really pivot their businesses. A lot of women are saying that they've got to find a way to turn their businesses virtual, and they just need a little bit of cash to get over the hump and do it. And so that $5,000 might have an impact, might have a way of saving a number of businesses and even getting some people back to employment.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Dan, what's going on with your company with LinkedIn? Are you seeing increased usage? And how are people using LinkedIn now during the pandemic? Is it any different? Is it much different?
That's a great question. It is a lot of people coming on and trying to share ideas about what they are doing. We talked about pivoting. It's a lot of commentary about that, how they're thinking about building skills, how they are thinking about building their businesses, what they're doing to try to find ways to be able to get employment or to come up with, to figure out where the jobs are. And so you're seeing a lot of people just commenting, saying, and I'll tell you a great one, really interesting one we saw yesterday is when Airbnb announced that they were laying off a quarter of their company. A lot of people coming on saying, hey, I got hit. I'm part of the layoffs. If any recruiters want to reach out to me, here are my skills, or if I can help anyone else. A lot of people coming on offering to give help and asking to get help. And so just that kind of like, hey, we're all in this together. We're all suffering together. Let's see what we can do for each other. I'm seeing a lot of posts and a lot of commentary about that.
Well, I'm getting very, very close now to being all in with LinkedIn, Dan. Here's the progress I've made. In fact, I'm looking at an email I got now from LinkedIn. It says, you appeared in 5 searches this week. And then, So then I click where it says see all searches. And then I get the screen that says welcome back. And I need to put in my password. And I forgot my password. So that's as far as I've gotten, Dan.
All right, next week, Bob. By next week, we're going to get you that password. That's the golden ticket to getting you back on LinkedIn. And then we're going to walk you through. Your listeners are going to, every week, by the end of, hopefully it won't take a year, but I'm committed to a year of getting you on and up and running and just being and one of the most incredible people on LinkedIn. It's going to happen. I've got confidence.
Well, I'm told I got to be there, and I guess people are finding me on LinkedIn, so I guess at some point I did register something. Thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
More on that coming up hopefully next week.
It's very exciting. Absolutely.
Dan Roth, editor-in-chief of LinkedIn there in New York City. All right. Go back to calming down the kids, will you, Dan?
Thank you. I'll try. This is a lot easier. Okay.
Have a good day. All right. We'll see you.